We got a mic and we broadcast on the internet.
No, perfect.
So everybody in the world can hear. And we're back on, so I'll call our meeting back to order and welcome Jeff Seifried.
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 Yeah, that's okay.
Got to start with an S in there. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
All right, I'll lay the groundwork and then Jeff will take it off. We've been participating with OREP for years, Ozark Regional Economic Partnership, which Jeff has been, as long as I can remember, over that division of the chamber, Springfield Chamber, and they've gone through some goal setting, visioning, and came up with some suggestions and recommendations, and it was significant enough change that I thought it would be important for Jeff to brief the commission. IDA's already heard it. I think they're making a recommendation in their budget to us with the changes, but I thought it would be best because it's a little complicated. It's not a traditional just name change. It's more than that, and it's a services, but it's an investment of more than it's a multiple $1,000 investment. So I wanted to throw that out and make sure Jeff kind of briefed us. So I've heard it firsthand, and I was in some of the discussions, but I thought it would be important that we all get briefed on it just so we know going through the budget process or if you hear it on the street or whatever. So go ahead.
Thank you. Well, good morning. I appreciate the opportunity. We've, of course, have all been acquainted before, and I think you have some idea at least of what we do. I know several of you have been to the meetings and some of the advisory council meetings. I'll just give the brief history and tell you kind of what changes we're making. 12 years ago, we started this regional program, the Ozarks Regional Economic Partnership. It's an economic development organization for 10 counties. This was modeled, this model is in use all over the country, where we engage the counties, the cities, and chambers in an effort to develop business in the region. 12 years ago, the Springfield Chamber started this program. It was funded initially by Associated Electric Cooperative, and then after a three-year period, about 100 investors picked up the tab and funded the initiative. And that's how the model has worked for the past 12 years. We've been involved in many projects throughout the region. The most recent, of course, is going to be, you may know, McLean in Republic, Expedia project at Springfield. I know Alan Kunkel. You know Alan Kunkel worked on the Mountain project. And there's just a whole list of things that we've assisted with throughout the region. We felt like we had gotten to an impasse and we needed to go to the next level as a region. And we wanted to know what that looked like. We initiated the help of Market Street Services out of Atlanta to give us some guidance and direction. We also enlisted the help of a couple of peers, one from Tulsa, one from Little Rock, to tell us what we need to do better, what we're doing wrong, how can we improve. And they all came back with really two things. One, they said that your model is very unique across the country. It's the fact that you don't ask for participation from communities in this economic development effort. And we just rely on the about 100 investors. And the other one was when you market yourselves, the Ozarks, to site selectors, is not sending the right message. And so when we're in front of site selectors who are eliminating communities or regions, the Ozarks is not something we should have in our name. So this was two separate studies that came back to us, and this really happened in June of this year. And so we decided as an advisory council that we needed to vet these recommendations. Commissioner Straffes, of course, we went to Tulsa to review their programming, their regional economic development model, how they engage their communities. And we found that it does make sense to rename the organization, and it does make sense to list out specifically the services that we're providing and then in hand provide some sort of investment opportunity for the communities. The name change discussion, as you know, was very fruitful, very exciting, and we went in several different directions. And we finally came out with three core words, and that was, we know Springfield as the identifier city regional, we know we want to keep that, and then partnership, we know we want to keep that. And so the name has passed through three boards now and is now the Springfield Regional Economic Partnership, which is the name. Of course, 12 years it's been the Ozarks Regional Economic Partnership. The main reason that we switched the name is because we want to become a lead generator for the region. In the past, we've been very much a community development partner. We want to become a business development, a lead generator for our partners that are paying for that service. So that's in an effort to do that more efficiently and to not get crossed off the list immediately because of a name. The second, of course, is the investment schedule and what that looks like. And I brought a couple of copies if you have them at your...
I've got one copy. But they can have my copy because I've got it, if you've got extras. I mean, before you jump into the investment, I know you briefly talked about how many partners you had invested before.
Yeah.
I think the significance is how much they invested. It wasn't just chicken feed. I mean...
Well, here's a good example. Of the 100 investors that we have currently, there's just a few public entities, and one of those is Greene County. Greene County funds at about $38,000 a year. Along with those other companies that are involved, they're private companies. They fund anywhere from $2,500 up to $25,000 to $50,000. That's what they fund. And I'll tell you that the large amount of funding or portion of the funding is for the regional program. So you have about 100 investors that really businesses that come out of Springfield that have funded the regional program for 9 years now. So it's a commitment that certainly the Springfield Chamber has made to the region. We're going to continue to make the commitment. You know, our focus is jobs, jobs, jobs. And this isn't an effort to engage those communities who value economic development and value jobs, and that's what we want to deliver to you. And so we're both accountable. We're accountable to you with this menu of services, and you're accountable to us in some respect. And we believe that's one of the best ways to go about it. The reason how we vetted this and came up with this menu is we looked at five different regions and how they do business. We looked at Tulsa, Little Rock, Joplin, Kansas City, and St. Louis. They all have regional economic development programs, and we kind of cut out the best from each one of those programs, and this is what we came up with. Our communities came back to us and said, you know, we value two things. At the end of the day, we value two things. That's the legislative advocacy piece, and that's the marketing piece, the business attraction piece, bringing jobs, bringing leads to the area and working projects. Those are the two things we heard on a consistent basis from our 72 partners across the region. It was difficult to come up with this. We know we needed to show exactly what you were getting for your dollar because your constituents need that, and you deserve that. So this is kind of how we came up with this. Some regions do not have a menu of services. They just say invest in economic development. We didn't feel that was prudent for our area. So.
Did we have, as he talked about, local businesses in Springfield, but do you have I don't want to talk about it over the air, Taney County businesses that are participants, because at one time I thought that one of our power companies was a major contributor.
That is correct. White River Valley
Electric. White River Valley. As a matter of fact, at one point, I think in the discussion, they were the major contributor in this whole area down here.
That is probably correct. Yes, they are a major contributor. Yes, from Taney County. That is correct.
Do you have a list of the others, Jim? Or
you didn't provide one. You kind of spoke to it because I don't know if everyone it was public knowledge or not.
That's the reason I didn't want to broadcast it over the air here. I would like to know those and their participation.
Sure.
I mean, a couple of things that probably the significant that probably through this exercise I was with. You know, I went over to Tulsa to hear from the Tulsa organization, which I was quite impressed with how they're set up. I mean, it's very impressive. But they did a name change, and they're basically it's a Tulsa
area partnership.
Area partnership, right? And probably the significant thing was everyone, the models of, I guess the more Jeff and the team looked, and Rob Dixon's now part of your team, looked at everything, everyone needs to participate that wants to benefit from it. Unfortunately, when it comes down to it, and I'll say some things that probably I will regret maybe later, but not everyone was happy with the word Springfield in the name. I'll tell you, we went through this process, and some participants wanted Branson Springfield. But when the rubber meets the road, some saying, I don't want to put the money in. I'm not going to put money in if Branson's in there, and I'm not going to put money in if Branson's not in there. So ultimately it came down to, if you think of the name Springfield, how I'm looking at it, it's strictly a geographic locator. That's all it is. But the more significant, you're doing a business change is what your guys, operational change. You're going to handle the operation different, meaning leads are going to go to the partners. You're not going to turn down an opportunity if someone says, I want to be in Stone County, but Stone County doesn't participate. You're not going to turn down the opportunity. But the reality is, a lot of times it was a free-for-all when there was an opportunity. And how many counties are participating? We're in the
10 counties.
10 counties.
Yep.
Well, it's hard for him to know everything about all 10 counties that aren't, and some are, all of them have strengths and all of them have weaknesses. Well, I think what I heard through in talking more with Rob was their hope is they will know more of the assets of each county or each participating member. So if it's a business, if it's a city or whatever. And so we should have, I guess it sounds like the focus is going to be greater to the participants. So we should have a higher success rate. I mean, I heard the Expedia, you did the Expedia call center. Find that the regional partnership landed. That was the old. I don't know, have you guys heard about it? I mean, they landed that you guys converted the old Springfield terminal to a call center. And there's how many jobs were created? Over 500 jobs created, and they're better paying jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's one of the many that they have done. So, I don't want to drag the meeting out longer than it needs to. But Tim was the host of the fall partnership that we were at in Springfield. That was last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever it was. And Tim is, as the chairman of the IDEA, is in his budget, is not going to increase the overall budget of IDEA, but he is adding to it the $5,000 membership in part of the Taney County's commitment. So it's just, the IDEA is saying, basically Tim's saying, we'd rather run with less people or less expenses somewhere else and have the partnership alliance than not have it. I can tell you that I believe Hollister has signed on with you guys.
That's correct.
I don't think Branson has signed on with you yet.
They've indicated that they will.
Okay.
So
I know that's some of the difficulties that they're having is Ward Branson's not in there.
Yeah.
And I've heard conversations. I sat at the table with him during this, and not everyone's going to participate.
Yeah. One thing that I can see how it can be a sore spot both ways because of the feeding off of the Branson area with their airport. But what my main concern is I would like to know who the participants are that Taney County has and their investment into this compared to what we... Now, this has been a 9-year process, and then what we have received benefit from in that 9-year period, our investment on return.
Sure. I'd be happy to provide that list to you.
Okay, I'd like to see
sure.
that.
Now, Springfield's, you're part of you're a division of the Springfield Chamber, correct?
That's right. Yeah.
And so there's quite a bit of Springfield Chamber money that's been.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It's six digits, if I'm not mistaken, hundreds of thousands of dollars annually has been funneled, but allocated for this division. So we have never put, the Branson Chamber, I don't think, was a member.
And under the model, again, we believe that everyone should participate, and we just wanted to include everyone. That was the original model. We weren't looking for funding. 12 years ago, we wouldn't have been able to have this discussion. So we feel like over the 12 years, we have proved, to your point, we have proved ourselves, and I hope we can show that to you through the investment level of what we've done. So
right, and it's just something I'd want to see before we made a decision on it. And
A couple of things. Talk about some of the tools, the process, how you're going to be offering some of the services you're going to be offering at the sure. higher level versus the lower level.
Yeah. Really, we have three levels now. There's no longer a free level, if you will, like we've enjoyed for the last 12 years. Really, regional partner level, and that's to encompass our communities, small populations. And then we have the legislative level, which really allows communities to participate in salute to legislators. I think you're familiar mm-hmm. with that we do in Jefferson City, which is a program of the Springfield Chamber, specific legislative events that are held in the region, and then even legislative breakfasts that are held. And I know that the commission has participated in the past. I know Branson has participated mm-hmm. In the Salute to Legislators function. And the marketing partner is really where the rubber hits the road for what we feel the job creation side, and that is allowing us to participate in specific marketing events, bringing in site consultants to the region to show them the assets. Many times these folks will make decisions while you're sitting right in front of them. They'll say, "Oh, I have a project, and I'm glad you came down today because we need to talk about it." And if you're not in front of them, you're not there having that conversation. I mean, we're competing with the entire country. So those are some of the tangible things that you'll see. We're going to be in front at partnerships with different trade shows, industry-specific, logistics, data centers, retail, where we are generating leads back to the region. So,
Our IDA department, Jim, then would have a participant at most of these meetings? Is that
at the 5,000 level, our new director would be lockstep with Jeff and Rob. Having full access, they would be communicating with, if there's, for example, the mountain complex. There's a lot of benefits to the mountain, but they may not know all of them. Our economic development guy would be able to say, or person, I should say, would be able to brief Jeff, and he would have a current portfolio of all the inventory we have in this county, such as the airport needs, how much property is available to sell at the airport, the industrial park over at Branson. If there's a business that's recently closed down that we have a large building that's close to railway, that's usually a condition. I mean, I know that you're working with the airplane manufacturer at the airport right now.
Yes.
We have an active bid right now where it's a military plane operation, correct, mm-hmm. that we've submitted an application to a project at the airport to move manufacturing jobs here.
The
big new one, okay. Not the Point Lookout, but the other one. So that's the thought is the benefit of lead generation and the marketing could be done a whole lot better at that level with them collaborating their funds, but using our contact person back here is what the IDA is thinking. So our OED director would be working with this team. They'll be doing the marketing and all that, and we'll be doing the inventory and making sure. And that's kind of how they,
Well, and that's the model that we have seen, the successful model that's been used across the country, is
right.
that you partner with the regional group to market for business attraction. And then locally, there's some things that you can do as far as getting the assets in order and then doing business retention expansion projects, meaning just knocking on your company's doors. And so, in the grand scheme of things, we hope that we can be your business attraction partner. And then locally, we can also assist with your business retention expansion needs, but that's something that local communities
right.
can really focus on.
And that's that was one thing I got from the Tulsa presentation that was really interesting, the BRE program, business retention and expansion. That's really where our economic development person needs to spend their time, which is talking to the existing businesses, what would it take for you to expand? And that's where Tulsa has been so successful, I think, getting their existing businesses to grow and look outside the region for markets to be able to grow their workforce locally. So that's kind of, if I'm looking at the models, Tulsa's a good model. I mean, Little Rock had a good model too. But that's basically, we don't have to do everything anymore. If we join a partnership like this, we wouldn't have to join, I mean, we wouldn't have to be a jack of all trades. We could be specialists. They could be specialists. They get the business to the region. It's our job to land them locally.
Yeah.
But anyway, I wanted to make sure you guys understood. The other thing I will show you is a significant tool that's available with this product is called ESRI, which is a marketing and a GIS tool. I've been reviewing it for years thinking, how can we ever afford it? Well, part of this 5,000 level, you get sign-ons to their program, and which is a great tool. I mean, so this is something that I've been getting for a while, trying to understand some of the demographics, and there's a lot of data out there that we could benefit just through the partnership that would be cheaper than buying the product. So there's a lot of upsides, but and I'm sold on the whole partnership, but I wanted to make sure you guys are aware of it. The IDA is committed to it, and I thought Jeff could, you know, explain it and answer any questions that I know I wouldn't be able to.
And the reason I direct my questions to you other than him is because I know the IDA situation and our budgeting of the IDA and all those things. So I'm because if it involves us and we participate, then it's going to be the commission that's going to either receive the benefit or the punishment for participating. And now, I was going to ask Chuck this. Is this what we switched from two or three years ago, or did we have been a participant in the past, right?
We're a participant.
You've always been a participant of the Ozarks Regional Economic Partnership. Something you may have switched from may have been the Salute to Legislators event in Jefferson City. I know there were some changes maybe 4 or 5 years ago, if that's what you're thinking.
So have we spent any money on OREP?
No.
Except just no. Launch fee and that's it.
Yeah.
That's what I was...
Right.
So help Danny and I out with what you remember. The legislative, we as Branson area folks pulled away from the Springfield.
That's correct.
Explain that the best you can.
Sure. I believe it was about 4 or 5 years ago. The Springfield Chamber puts on an event in Jefferson City every year. It's the largest of its kind. It's a salute to legislators that you've attended.
I've participated, yeah.
What happened was there was a need that they wanted to, Taney County area, Branson area, wanted to form a coalition, a legislative coalition through the chamber. They did that. And so they participated as a coalition with that program. As of when this January 1 is enacted, we will treat all of our communities and counties and chambers the same. And so those communities and counties that wish to participate in that particular program will need to be a legislative partner. So we look at a community as a chamber in a city, and we look at a county as a county. So if as that transition happened, it was fine. There was what you guys had decided as a community to 5 years ago. But we feel that as a region, we need to have one voice. We need to be showing as one. And this is a way to do that as well. So hope that was very in-depth. But
I get the point of it. As we go to the legislative bodies and we have, I don't know whether it's the best situation, but it's a unique situation as having three representatives for Taney County and then always... Jay Watson was always a great participant in that, always came to our table to sit at these legislative breakfast things to ask how he could help us in this area. He's an area-focused person, not just only his region. So those things would... if we join up in this, you're thinking that the legislative expansion of seeking out, and you're going to be doing the seeking, but they're supportive of the projects that could be brought into the area because it doesn't mean anything but them, but great political gain.
And there's one thing I want to point out that was interesting, and it's a little off subject, but not much. You guys did a presentation the fall presentation,
yep.
and you listed criteria why people choose. I think it was a geographic why site selectors choose an area, and we over here said, well, quality of life, quality of life, and quality of life was something that we always talk about. That wasn't a top five. No. I don't believe a top five reason that a business relocates to a community. And so what, even though we have maybe, I think, the best quality of life in the area, that's that we have to get, we have to market over and above that. That's a benefit or a bonus, but that's not how we get them here. And that's where I think some of the thinking has to change from a site. And that was just something that was interesting during your results that you showed.
That's how you get the workforce here, but it's not how you get the job.
That's not how you get the business here to start with.
Yeah.
Right.
And I would just add and say that, you know, the program that we've laid out is, it only works as a partnership deal. So what I mean by that is it's very expensive for, let's say, Aurora to start a business attraction program. You can throw hundreds of thousands of dollars at a business attraction program. It's very expensive to start a legislative program. And so the feeling was, is as we went around to the 10 counties, a lot of communities had said, we have X amount of dollars, and we want to do our own thing. What can you help us start that? And as we had those conversations, we realized that it would not be efficient. It's not effective to do your own thing with a couple of thousand dollars. But if we tag on to what we're already doing and we join forces in partnership, then it makes sense. And, again, we feel that this is a way that we can be accountable to you and vice versa. So an equitable partnership, if you will.
We're not here to make a decision.
No, we're not making a decision.
But here's what I was going to ask. Is there a possibility that we could add our discussion? We're going to have a P&Z discussion with all the local mayors and administrators and all those kind of things. Could we post that in an abbreviated form to see how they, because we'd have to do that, to see how they feel about this situation, because
they're
gonna it affects join, everybody.
They're joining their own. Each city has to join.
Well, I would like to know, though, who's participating.
Right.
I would just also comment that we are sending out the notifications of this change and all that next week. So this is, we're on the front end of this. So,
yeah.
But feel free.
Is Forsyth a participant? You said Hollister was.
Hollister's yes. Branson's going to be a yes.
We have not approached Forsyth yet.
Okay. So. The reason I'm saying that is because I represent these areas over here, and I want to know how they feel about trying to. Right. I know their budgets are going to be squeezed, and I would just like to know if their interest was so that they were trying to make appropriations available for a partnership.
I will tell you, those who have been involved in the partnership for the last 12 years have committed. And there are some of those communities that we haven't reached out to yet because, again, this was just done. But we have over 10 committed partners in this. And, of course, we're reclassifying how we view partners because used to it was cities, counties, and chambers. Mm-hmm. Now it's counties and communities. So we've seen, and we haven't even released it yet. So we feel pretty strong about the program.
And I've heard all I need to hear except for I would like to get the numbers of participation and stuff, and you can just get those up to Nikki. Or,
yeah, you can send them to the office,
Jillian or Nikki.
Or Nikki, and they can get it to us.
Yeah.
So, thank you, Jeff, for coming.
No problem. Yeah. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah. Good to see you.
Yep.
That's all we got, sir.
That's it. Recess.
Recessing.
I'm good with it. You good with me?
Recess. Oh.